All right, we are on the air. The shiur is starting. The Rosh Hashiva asked me to speak on the topic of Maariv. I told my Charusa, the Rosh Hashiva called me at like 2:30, I say, speak on Maariv. I had a Charusa around 2:40. I told him I'm giving a shiur tomorrow on Maariv. Naftali, listen to this. So when I told him, I'm telling a story, he's not learning. When I told my Charusa that I'm giving a shiur on Maariv, he said, well, you're going to tell over my story about Maariv? I said, I don't know your story about Maariv, so how can I tell over? He said, you don't know my story? He held that this was one of the most famous stories everyone knows about it. I don't know if he's right, but I'll tell you the story. And with that, we'll continue. He became a lawyer. He learned in the mirror. He became a lawyer. He was working really, really hard. And he came to Eretz Yisrael like 3 days just to get a break. He went into Nissen Kaplan, who was his rabbi. He lost contact with him. So Nissen Kaplan said, what are you up to? How are you doing? And he turned out that he had 2 kids, but he hadn't had a kid in 5 years. So Nissen said, do you want another kid? I said, yeah. So he said, let's go over your schedule. Do you daven? Turned out that he davened every day. He learned every day. But Maariv, he was in the office till 1 o'clock, 1 a.m. And therefore, he would miss Maariv with the minyan. He would daven, but he missed it with the minyan. Nissen said, if you promise me that you'll never miss Maariv Minyan again in your life,
what?
I'll tell you the story. Then I'll daven that you should have a kid.
One kid?
He said, listen, he said, let me think about this. So he had a meeting with his wife. He had a meeting with his wife, and they said, listen, forever? One kid? Like everything you just said, that was their conversation. And they came back to this and we'll make you a deal. Me and my wife, we'll give you 5 years, okay? Maariv, we'll promise you 5 years, but then you down for us. And if I have to miss it because we're traveling, whatever it is, so then I'm going to call you in advance, and you're going to say, okay, you can miss tonight. Fine. 9 months later, his wife is going to the emergency room to have a baby, okay? He gets a call. 9 months later, yeah, we're doing that. It worked out, okay? So now they met in the hospital. It was at 6 o'clock in Manhattan. She's there still 9 o'clock. She's still in labor. He looked at his watch, Maariv. There was a Maariv in Lower East Side, whatever it was. She's in the middle of labor. If he doesn't go now to Maariv, there's no Maariv tonight.
Treaders.
On the phone. Calls up Nissen. Nissen, my wife's in labor. Everything should go well. Tonight, I'm going to miss Maariv tonight. He said, no, you're not. But she's in the middle. She said, go ask your wife for Mechila. She'll be Mechila you. You go Maariv and come back. He went. Yes, she was Michael. Went to Maariv, came back. The baby did not come out yet. Came back, had a baby. That was his Maariv story. And guess what they named the baby?
Maariv.
No, Yaakov, okay? They named the baby Yaakov. Now, you think it's really cool. It is really cool. Why they named the baby Yaakov? Happens to be it was a grandfather that was just knitted. They were going to name Yaakov anyway. But that is the tie into this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu was misakin Maariv.
Is it right? Okay.
The Hashkafic questions will be for Monday night, okay? Now, Hashkafic Monday night, halacha another time. Now I want to get to the lumdis of Maariv, okay? Yaakov Avinu was misakin Maariv, okay? We saw the sugya, those of us who saw Gemara Brachas, Chavav Amin Beis. The Gemara says that the Avos were misakin it, or they were misakin it based on the Karbanos. Machlokas Amarayim, Machlokas Tanayim. Now, don't anyone make a mistake. You can go now. You heard the story. I don't want anyone to make, and you still get your poppers if you want. I don't want anyone to make a mistake. There were not 3 carbonos brought as a carbon tamid. There are only 2 carbon tamids. One in the morning, one in the afternoon. That's shachris, that's mincha. Where did Maariv come from? The Gemara says, because they would burn the emurim, the limbs of the mincha, the carbon bein arbayim, they would burn them the whole night. That is where Maariv came from, according to that shita. When the other shita came from Yaakov Avinu, Avram did shachris, he's like the mincha, and Yaakov was misakin Maariv. And I asked my guys, does that mean that Avram Avinu did not daven Maariv? So it's very interesting. It's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos says that Avram Avinu, of course, he davened Maariv. Of course. It's just Yaakov was misakin it for the generations. Avram was misakin for generation. This, that is mahalach of Tosfos. Tosfos rishonim in Yuma Chavches says no. Yaakov was misakin Maariv. No one davened Maariv until Yaakov Avinu. And since Avram Avinu was not, I don't know if he was alive at that point. Yaakov was alive because, yeah. But it seems to be, what? Yaakov was alive.
No,
wasn't.
Yaakov was not alive. Right, Yaakov was not alive. That's right. So it comes out, Avraham Avinu, correct, Nachon? Avraham Avinu never davened Marv, according to that. Yaakov Avinu was Masakin, according to that Shita. Okay? Fine, now, I want to ask you guys, what is a Nafka Mina? It's okay. What is a Nafka Mina between the two Shitas?
You can't say they're not arguing?
Listen, the Gemara says, he says this, Tani Kavase, Tani Kavase. The Gemara brings a Raya, one way or the other.
You can't say that the one that says... Now, let's add
what Max is asking. Max wants to say, can't we all just get along? Why does there have to be a Machlokes over here? And let me explain something.
No!
Dani wants it to be a Machlokes. Now, the Pajib Shad is there is a Machlokes. It says, Tani Kavase, we're bringing Rayas. Like, there's no Machlokes, we're not bringing Rayas. Right? Now, one thing I want to put out there is, if you learn based on Karbanos, we have set zmanim, as the Gemara says, right? We daven chakras until the fourth hour, chatzais, based on the carbon. Mincha, based on the carbon. Mar, based on the carbon. So all the zmanim that we have are based on the carbon. If you hold that it was the avos, that means there's no zmanim. Perhaps that's the big nafka mina. Maybe there's no zmanim. Something to think about. What?
Wait, so
that's also good, right? Right? What? Why? Ah, now, great. Right? So, it's a big shot. Maybe they morph together. Dinah's asking, what if the Bismana based on Migdash, where we had the Karbanis, would we daven still? Maybe we didn't have to daven because it was just based on Karbanis. Now, one thing I want to point out right now is what Yaakov brought up, which is the Zman. When, how early can you daven? When did Yaakov Avinu daven Marv?
In the day.
He daven in the day. Tais is there on Chavavavim, but he says he daven in the day. Based on Psukim, it was still daytime. Oh, so it's a riot, he daven during the day. But guess what? When did they start burning the Emurim? Who said?
I don't know.
That's right. You could start burning the Emurim by day also, because they brought the carbon mincha. Sorry, they brought the Tamid Bein Arbaim while it was still daytime. And they could start burning the Emurim. So the Maisa, we do Paskin. You're allowed to daven Mariv by day. Taisis tells us it could even lechachila. You could start davening Mariv plag at Minchan on. That's where early Shabbos comes from. You ever heard of that? Daven Mariv early. How do you daven Mariv early? Because Yaakov daven Mariv early. Because the Emurim were bought early. So therefore you can daven Mariv early. But that may not be enough Kamina because they both did it. One other thing I want to point out, and very important, Mariv and Shema are two separate issues. Shema is d'oraisa, not from Yaakov Aminu. Shema is d'oraisa from God. It says uveshach b'cha. Uveshach b'cha tells us, daven marv at night. That's a d'oraisa that has to be done at night. No fights about that. Has to be done at night. We're so focusing tonight only on marv, the tefillah of marv, that we're putting out there. Where it came from, Yaakov Aminu, or the Karbanites, or a combination of both. What's early as man? The earliest man could be from daytime and on as well. Now, I want to put out something very crucial, and this we're going to build on other things, which is it a chiv, is it a rishus? Marv, is a chiva or a rishus? So that's a gemar in chav zayin on veiz. The gemar brings a machlekes. The gemar brings a chav zayin on veiz. Tfilis arvis rishus. Then Rav Yudah Mishmul, tfilis arvis rishus. Rav Gamliel, I'm a chiva, Rav Yishu, I'm a rishus. I'm a bai. Helchaz ha-kidivri, I'm a chiva. Ravam halacha k'divri am rishus. Machlok is Ravam. Bai, who we paskin like? Is it rishus? Is it a chayva? Akiva, is Mar a rishus or a chayva?
Rishus.
Right. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin rishus. Now let's put this out there. How could it be rishus? We just learned a little bit where it came from. Where did Mar come from? Yaakov Avinu, and or the Emurim Beis Hamikdash. So how could it be Rishus? Yaakov Avinu for sure davened, and he was Misakina for us. They for sure brought the Karbanas, and they burnt them every day. So how could it be a Rishus? What's going on over here? We paskin, it's Machlokes, but we paskin Rishus. How could it be a Rishus, my friends?
Why would make it feel like they burnt Emurim?
Okay, wise, we're going to do another time, Monday night. We do all the wise Monday nights. Right now, what is this? Because it was a carbon that was brought, and we want to have tefillah, connected to the carbon. But I want to know different than why. I want to know what. Why is a crooked letter? We do that later. I want to know the what's. What is going on with this tefillah? So, the pasuk is, if you do not burn the emurim, If you do not burn the Emurim, are you yotze your carbon? Yes. Anyone? Yes. As long as you've done the zrika, you've sprinkled the blood, you are yotze your carbon. So it turns out the Emurim are perhaps extra kedesh. Again, it's a mitzvah to do it. But it's not ma'akev. And therefore, that's why they won't say, that's why it's a rishus. It's called a rishus because even if the Emurim weren't brought, you still have your carbon. So therefore, even if you don't daven ma'ariv, you're still a holy Jew and your shachas yamincha are fine. And that is perhaps the reason why it's called rishus. Tais wants to say, hey, don't get carried away with this rishus business. Even if you're yotze your carbon, it's still a mitzvah to do it.
But Yaakov
said. Oh, great. So zak the Netziv wants to say, maybe that's a nafka mina. Halacha l'maisa. If you learn, that's learned out from karbanais, so then it's a rishus. Because the karbanais are not ma'akev if you didn't do the emurim. It's still yotze your carbon. But Yaakov Avinu, the same way Avram was misakin and Yitzchak was misakin, Yaakov is not. There's no difference between the others. They all were misakin it. So if Avram is a chayva by shachris and Yitzchak is a chayva for mincha, then Yaakov is a chayva for Mariv. That's what the Netziv wants to say, but he knows that he's wrong. And I'll tell you why. Ra, what do you want to say?
I asked the crazy pshat for Yaakov saying why, according to him.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'm going to tell you. So like this, that's what the Netziv wants to say, but we have proofs. We won't go into them now. Proofs from Taisus. There are Taisus in a few places. Taisus clearly holds. Clearly, Taisus in Shabbos, in Chulin, and in Brachas. Taisus clearly holds that, even according to Yaakov Avinu, Mar is a Rishus. Okay? So the Netziv wanted to say it. It was Geshmak, but he says, I can't say because I'm wrong. What's the Lumdus? Why would it be that Yaakov Avinu, even though he's Masakin, it was only a Rishus? Zak the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima says a Geshmak Pshat. When you are tired, and when you want to leave the Beis Medrash, you may be an Einus. You have to go. Yitzi, you can go. You're an Einus. We understand that. That means you're Pater from Davening. You're Pater from the Shir. You're Pater. Yaakov Avinu was traveling. He was tired. Zak the Torah Tamima, he was Pater from Davening. And he davened anyway. He davened and it was misakin for us the rishus. That because he was davening, he was tired. But realize like this: the whole Maariv didn't exist until he came. He made it up. How did he make up? What kind of tefillah did Yaakov make up? He made up a type of tefillah that was be'etzem a rishus. That he be'etzem didn't have to daven it because he was putter from davening. Meaning, even had there been a chiyuv, he'd be putter from davening because he was tired from the way. He's very, very, very tired. He's Zionist.
You should see even at a time when it's regular putter,
you should do it. Zatatar Tamima, nice. Yaakov is fair, good. Even when you're tired, you still do it. Zatatar Tamima. The fact that we paskin the rishus, what that meant was Yaakov Avinu was masakin for Darius. You should know when you're tired, you're putter. I'm being masakin a tefillah that you don't have to do as a rishus to do. Okay? Fascinating, okay? Whether you like it or not, that take a call to Tamima. But what I want to wrap up and move on to the next part, which is, we have a machlekes in the Gemara where Marv came from, Karbanais or Yaakov Avinu. We have a machlokes in the Gemara, is Marv a chayva or Marv a rishus? We paskin rishus. Sorry, paskin. And even if it's from Karbanais, or even if it's from Yaakov Avinu, we could hear both studim. Either it's a chayv or it's a rishus, but we pass against the rishus. Now, what are the nafkaminas now? We pass against the rishus. What are the nafkaminas? Like, I don't have to do it?
Make it up.
Make it up? Nice. So Taisus wants to know. Great question. Yaakov, the guy that asked before. Taisus asks, two nafkaminas right off the bat, Taisus says. What? Let's say you forget Yalev Yavoy in Mariv. Do you have to repeat from Esrei? And to you. Okay. Jewish question. This is the most famous failed answer ever.
The Mitzvah says you don't.
And now you know.
Before he said article says you don't. Now he said Mitzvah says you don't. Nisano, if you forget Mariv, Yalav Yalav Mariv, do you need to repeat Shemona Esrei? Wrong! Okay, now listen. Listen up.
Oh, the second night. Yeah.
No, first. Aha, see, that's so funny. Everyone, I want you to understand, okay? Yes. Listen very good, okay? I'm going to go off into psychology for a little bit. Guys, listen up. I'm going to veer off into psychology. Everyone heard the same question. Everyone heard the same answer. And everyone said the same thing. And you're all wrong. And I'm explaining to you why. And this is just when you fight with your wife or you fight with your friends or you fight with the chavrusas. You could be like, what are you talking about? And you're so wrong. You don't realize you're so wrong. I'm going to tell you why you guys are all so wrong, okay? I asked, and it's on tape, I asked, if you forget Yala V'Yavo and Mar... Don't worry, you're yelling me yet. If you forget Yala V'Yavo and Mariv, do you need to repeat? Everyone in this room assumed I was talking about Rosh Chodesh. I did not say the word Rosh Chodesh once. This first...
Trick question.
Okay,
trick question.
Okay, again. What was my question? Do you need to repeat Yala V'Yavo if you forget it in Mariv? That's what I asked. Now, you all assumed, Rosh Chodesh, and Art Scroll, and the Mitzudah, and the Rishayim, and Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, you do not need to repeat it. True. But what about Yontif? What about Cholam? You're on the air. What don't you say? Why not? Yontif, you say by Marv Yalav Yavai. You say other stuff also, but you say Yalav Yavai. But if you have, okay, no, before that, but what, okay, you know, I don't really care. I don't want to fight you about that. Chol Hamoed, okay? Chol Hamoed, Sukkot and Pesach. No, there's no Chol Hamoed Shavuos. Chol Hamoed, Sukkot and Pesach. We say the regular Shmona Esrei in Mariv Tfilas, right? And if you forget, you have to repeat, okay? Zakt to be Shaimim. For heaven's sakes, yes.
What if you're doing
Shmarv
twice,
once for Mincha? Great question. I don't talk right now. Now, here's the story. Nisanel, do you see how you were wrong? Do you appreciate that? How you heard the question?
I didn't know you were going to get tricked during Shir.
Okay, of course you get tricked during Shir. Now, what I want you to understand is that's the end of psychology. You can hear a question, you're convinced you're right, but you're so wrong. Now, but back to the alumnus over here. What's the alumnus? Because you all assume. Now, you know, you assume the case. Okay? Now, what? What's the lamdas over here? You forgot Yalav Yavamarv. You have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why do I have to repeat Shmon Esrei? If you hold Marv is a Rishus, why should I have to repeat Shmon Esrei? 1 minute. This is a question that Taisus asked. Taisus asked another question, which is, if Marv is a Rishus, let's say you were a shogeg, you fell asleep, you didn't daven Mariv. Do you make it up by Shacharis? The Gemara says yes. If you did not daven Mariv by shogeg or by ones, do you daven two Shacharis to make up the Mariv?
No.
Yes.
The answer is right. Exactly what he said. You do. 1 minute. You do say two Shacharis, meaning call Tashlumen. Meaning, Mariv has Tashlumen. Okay, just hear that? Enjoy that? What about listening? So, Mariv has Tashlumen. Frak Taisvis. If you hold that Mariv is a Rishus, if you hold Mariv, I don't have to dive in this thing in the first place. Why am I Chayiv now to do a Tashlumen, a makeup? And why, if I forget Yalav Yavo, I do have to repeat?
Because once you're lost. So if you have to continue it, so what do? You down by Shabbos.
So, Taisus wants to say this is a raya that when we say Rishus, it doesn't merely really mean Rishus. It's not really Rishus. It's a real chiyah. That's how Taisus goes. But the Rambam and the Rif and the Rush, they all hold Rishus means a Rishus. So if they all hold Rishus means a Rishus, they are very bothered by this question. Why do you have to repeat Shmona Esrei? So Zuck, the Riff, and the Rush, a Chiddush. Yeah, but they're older and better and wiser. Zuck, the Riff, and the Rush. The Riff and the Rush say that it was a Rishus. It was a Rishus. I'm going to explain the difference between the Rambam and them in a minute. The Riff and the Rush say it was a Rishus. But once you daven it once, you're showing that you're taking it upon yourself. I daven Mariv, and I didn't say Yalav Yavo. I'm taking it upon myself. You have to repeat yourself. And a bigger chiddush is even when I miss it, Tashlumen, because I took it upon myself once. According to them, if you never ever daven, if you never ever davened, they don't have to do Tashlumen. They don't have to do Tashlumen. Okay, that's the Riff and the Rosh. But I want to focus on the Rambam. I'll show you guys the Rambam. The Rambam says a Lashon. What's the Rambam's Lashon, Nisanel? You see the Rambam? What's the Rambam's Lashon? What's the Rambam's Lashon? The Rambam says that Mar is a Rishus, but Nagu Kol Yisrael This Baal Ma'ave kiblu aleihem kitfilas chayva. They were noyeg, they were makavlet upon themselves like tfilas chayva. Which means, of course it was a rishas. It started off as a rishas. But nacham, what happened after it started off as a rishas? They were makavlet as a chayva. And because of that, you now have to go ahead and daven Shemar Esrei twice if you've missed it. You have to pee al v'yavo. They created, they took it on as a chayva. That's Lashon the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Rambam didn't say because you daven it once. The Rambam says, Noagu, now we took it. But now, so at the end of the day, is there any nakamina? Is it Rishus, is it chayva? It's all become a chayva again. Zak the Rambam. The Rambam has multiple nafkaminas that even though we were makabel as a chayva, because it is a rishus, it still has some nafkaminas. I'm going to tell you a fascinating case. I'm sure this has never happened to anyone in this room, but in case it does, you will know what the halach is. What happens if you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and you're mad good at making pictures in the middle of Shemona Esrei, and now, what happens in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're davening, and you realize you already davened. Whoa, what a space out.
Chill.
You spaced out. You die in Mincha, you said, oh my gosh, I already died in Mincha today. You caught yourself by Slach Lanu, because that's where you always catch yourself. Okay, Slach Lanu. Oh my gosh, I already did this today.
You finish and you add something in, no?
Wow. Zot Eli, you finish and add something in. Zot the Rambam and the Gemara, stop in your tracks. Stop. 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 Zakt the Rambam and the Gemara. Chaf Alav and Beis and Brachas, you stop in your tracks. Why? Why? Listen good. Because you started davening, you thought it was a chiv. Because Shachris and Mincha is a chiv. Then, now you call yourself in the middle. Eli said, just finish up as an Adava. Is what kind of what you're saying. Zakt the Gemara, you can't do that. That's Shatnas. You can't start off a chayva, have half a shmona esrei chayva, and the other half a nedava. It doesn't work. Shatnes. That is the Gemara. Now let me tell you a chiddush. Zok the Rambam. Zok the Rambam. A chiddush gadol. What happens if you do this by Marv? Are you sure about this? Are you sure about what you just said, Mr. Max? Zok the Rambam. Stop. Let me tell you a Rambam here. All right, here's the Rambam. Where is this? Okay, the Rambam says that if you do this by Maariv, you can continue davening. You remember this? By Maariv. If you're davening Maariv, and in the middle of Maariv, you realize that you already davened Maariv.
So it was never really a Chayvanis the whole time.
What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, you finish davening Maariv. Why? Why? Because Maariv is a Rishus. Fact arrived. Rambam, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? We hold that Maariv is now a Chayva. So if Maariv is a Chayva, Danny, listen to this case. The Rambam Paskins, if in the middle of Maariv you realize you already davened Maariv, you continue. Not like Shachris, not like Mincha. Because Maariv is a rishus. It's a nedava. So therefore, the first half was a nedava. The second half is a nedava. By Shachris and Mincha, that's where there's shatness. The first half you thought was a chayva. The second half is a nedava. You can't continue. But by Maariv, where the whole thing is a rishus, the whole thing is a nedava. Zak the Rambam.
That case was Maariv.
What case?
It's a nedava one time, meaning Yisrael is a
nedava.
I don't think so, but you check the recording. The Gemara is by Shachris and Mincha, and there the Gemara says you can't do it. Zot the Rambam, but by Maariv you could, Because by Mariv, even the first half is not a chayvus in Dava. In fact, the Raiva, that's not true. You yourself, Rabbi Rambam, paskind that Mariv now is a chayva.
Only the first time.
Zakt, first of all, Rambam didn't say that. Zakt Rabbi Chaim Salavetchik. He says, I'm going to tell you Gishmach, Chetze Gavra over here. We have a Chetze Gavra in Mariv. Zakt the Rabbi Chaim. The Rambam holds the Chetze of Mariv is Nedava. We took upon ourselves on our Gavras a Chiyuv to Daven. The Ravid understands that once we took upon ourselves the Chiyuv to Daven, that changed the Chetze of the Tefillah. And now Mariv, the DNA of Mariv, the Chetze of the Tefillah of Mariv, according to the Ravid, is Chayva, complete Chayva. But the Ram is saying, no, Zatar Chaim. The Ram is going to say, no, it stayed a Rishus. And now, therefore, we have this Nafka Mina, I could do both. Let me throw out one other Nafka Mina, the Rashi wanted me to put out there. The Halacha of Smicha Gula L'Tfila. Okay, what is Smicha Gula L'Tfila? Which, that is, every day by Shachars and by Mariv, we say a Tfila called Gal Yisrael. We're thanking Hashem for redeeming us from Egypt, from Mitzrayim. Hashem has done wonderful things for us. We go from Gula to Tfila. We all agree and understand by Shachas you have to do that. In the Gemara, there's a debate. Do you have to do that by Marv as well? By Marv, is there a chiv to do Gula Tfila? Where does this come up? If maybe you've seen people coming late to Marv, and what do? You have two choices. When you come late to Marv, you can say Shema and the Brachas in 42 seconds, and then say Shema and Esrei. Or you wait those 42 seconds, say Shema and Esrei with a Tzibor, and afterwards, remember to say Shema and the Brachas, okay? Now, by Shacharis, have you ever seen anyone do that? Come by Shacharis, say Shema and Esrei, and then after Shema and Esrei do it? If you did, it's terrible. Let me explain what happens over here. By Shacharis, everybody agrees, by Shacharis, you need to have Gula L'Tfila. It's not negotiable. And therefore, no matter how late you are for davening, you cannot skip that. You need to say Berachas Kriya Shema, and then Shmona, the Brachas, and then Shmona Esrei. Pashit. By Mariv, it's a debate in the Gemara. We Paskin by Mariv, also you have to, which means, listen, that means you must do Shema, and the Brachas, and then Shmona Esrei. However, that's how it goes. Shema, the Brachas, and Shmona Esrei, to do Gula the Tefillah. However, because it's Mariv, because it's a Rishus, because it's Machlokes in Gemara, they do say that if you're running late, and the only minion in town is davening Shmona Esrei right now, you can daven Shmona Esrei with them and do the brachas later. It's not lechachid, it's not ideal. Frecht the stipler and frecht the netziv. I don't understand. Mariv is a reshus. If Mariv is a reshus, why do I have to do Gula Tefillah? I don't have to daven in the first place. Leave me alone. I'm a tzaddik for davening. So now that I'm davening, I also have to do Gula Tefillah. I understand that if I have to daven like Shacharis, so then I have to do it Gula Tefillah. But by Mariv, why should I have to do that? The whole thing is a Rishus. This is the Netziv's question. The stipler talks about it. Zach the stipler, I got 30 seconds, man. Zach the stipler. There's a Mariv de Chakira and Gula Tefillah. Remember this Chakira forever. Does Gula need Tefillah? Or does Tefillah need Geula? Does Bachrim over here need the shear? Or did the shear? Here's the way this goes. The way this goes is Chakira, Zach the stipler. Zach the stipler. You do not need to daven. You're right, you don't need to daven. But if you're going to daven, your tefillah needs geula. That's a better tefillah. What's tefillah? Tefillah is we're davening to Hashem. For Rachamim, help us, give me, please, 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 right? You want to start first is with the Geula, recognizing the greatness of Hashem. Wow, Hashem, you've done this for us. So therefore, Zach the stipler, even if you hold that tefillah by Mariv is a reshus, still the tefillah needs to have Geula. So according to the Rambam and Reb Chaim, even lemaskana, Mariv is a reshus, it needs to have Geula. Not that you have to, if you're going to daven, it needs Geula. According to the Ravid, that at the end of the day, it's a chayva, you don't need to say any of this. It's a chayva, you could go the other way. Geula has to have, that could go both ways. But in the Rambam, Zakhtin, the Tziv, and the Stipel has to go that way. Have a good night. Mincha Nachum is asking a great question. Haha, you gotta go. Ask the credit. Who really cares about Torah? Nachum is asking, does Mincha have to have Gula Tefillah? Mincha is a chiyuv. Do we do Gula Tefillah by Mincha? No, we don't. Very good. We don't. Fact right, and why not? Nachum's question. The answer is because Gula happened either at night or in the morning. It definitely did not happen in the afternoon. It's not this Managula. Very good, Ellie. Have a great night.